Welcome back to today's Front Page. We're now joined by 27th District State Senator Steve West, Republican from Bourbon County, as we talk about the upcoming 2016 legislative session for Kentucky lawmakers.
First of all, I heard that you'd been appointed the chairman of the Budget Review Subcommittee on Education. What are your thoughts about taking on that role?
Well, it's a huge task. I'm happy to do it. It's a critical time. It's going to be a big budget year with all the retirement issues and all the other areas vying for funding. So it's going to be a tough year, but I think I'm up to the task, and I think we just need to be smart with our money and make wise decisions and just do the best we can.
Yeah, you mentioned that. And why did you decide you wanted to take on this role? Because it is a pretty tough one.
Well, it's when I became senator, I didn't want to just sit on the sidelines. I didn't want to make a difference. And in order to make a difference, you have to be in the middle of some things and make some tough decisions. So I was more than happy to take on the task. It's an important role, and you know that committee does not, you know, that's not the decision making committee. Another part of that is that it's a lot of what that committee does is information gathering. So me, along with staff and other members of the committee, will be able to bring the right people in front of the committee, what we feel is the most important issues coming up, and prepare that information, provide that information to other members of the caucus in preparation for the overall A&R committee to meet. And so although we make decisions on, you know, what comes before the committee and we make decisions on other things, the final say is ultimately with the committee as a whole, the A&R committee.
Have you given the matter some thought in terms of funding for education, and do you have some initial ideas on possibly which way we should go? Because obviously, as you mentioned, it is a big problem right now in the state, and a lot of districts from K through 12 complaining about funding. Then when you talk about your post-secondary, you know, they say we need more funding. So, I mean, it's, you know, at all levels.
Yeah. The quick answer is no. I'm going in. I basically want to go in with a clean slate, go in and look at all the information that's provided. You know, post-secondary education wants more money, K through 12 wants more money, but this is my personal opinion. I know this is the fact. That's almost always the case every year. You know, there's not going to be a year where they're probably not asking for more money. So it's our job to find out, you know, who needs the money the most. And, you know, in the times we're in, they all may need the money, but we still may not be able to provide the money, you know, with these tight budgets, with, you know, the retirement systems in the shape they're in that need money, with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, getting ready to siphon a huge amount of money out of the budget. These may be some pretty tough times. But, you know, like I said, I'm keeping an open mind, and I think everybody on the committee is going in with that same attitude of let's see what we can do and see what we can find.
I know you'll be going into your first full session and first budgetary session with the legislature. Looking forward to it, because those are always action-packed, it seems.
Yes. Unfortunately, those of us who are on the A&R committee are the ones who get to stay there all those late nights. But that's good. That's what I signed up for, and I'm looking forward to it. A lot of things haven't been done in the past in the legislature that should have been done. A lot of hard decisions have not been made. So I'm looking forward to maybe making some of those decisions. And ultimately, if we can do that, then we'll get back on the right track and, you know, get us to a point where we're able to put some more money in the needed areas, you know, education being one of them.
There's been a lot of talk about tax reform over the last few years, and it hasn't been done yet. And there's been talk that it might come up this session. Is it an important issue, and should it come up this session, in your opinion?
I think it should. Overall, tax reform is a huge issue for the state. I think it needs to be done. To me, we have an antiquated tax system, tax structure. The other states around us have a more up-to-date structure and seem to be reaping rewards from that. It also affects, you know, job creation and attracting the right companies into the state. So the answer is yes. I think there should be. Whether there will be or not, I don't know that. That remains to be seen. I do agree. It's a tough issue. It's a large and very complex issue to take on. So I think that's why it hasn't been done in the past. Is it's such an overwhelming issue for people to get their heads around.
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of different ideas on this. I've heard the idea perhaps that you close some of the loopholes and perhaps you lower the income tax for individuals. And is that something that is even in the ballpark that might happen or could happen or even looked at?
To be honest with you, at this point, your guess is as good as mine. I haven't heard. There's been a lot of other issues that have kind of, you know, taken the oxygen out of the room as it applies to that. Obviously, you know what those are. They're, you know, with the marriage amendment, marriage rights, Kim Davis affair in our district. That's a big issue statewide. That's garnered a lot of attention. The retirement systems, that's garnered a lot of attention. So the more that those issues are pursued and looked at by everybody, the less time we have for complete overall tax reform. So it may be going on, but I haven't heard too much, a great deal of activity being taking place on that.
Well, you talked about the Kim Davis issue, and I know that House Speaker Greg Stumbo came out here last week and said there needs to be a special session regarding the marriage licensing issue. Not just that, but all the laws that encompass, what it is to be married here in Kentucky, because there are so many things those things touch upon. Do you agree?
I totally agree. I agree. And it should have been done sooner. In my opinion, Mrs. Davis should have never been in jail. The governor either should have signed an executive order or called a special session. The governor said he doesn't have the power to sign an executive order addressing this issue. That may or may not be. If that were the case, I think he should have called a special session to address it. The main reason is, in my opinion, the Supreme Court justices of the United States made a decision regarding marriage that has never existed for hundreds, if not thousands of years. So it wasn't like we just had a minor change to the motor vehicle code in Kentucky. We had a major, major change in what the word marriage means. And when you have something like that, it takes a little time legislatively for everything to be worked out. And, you know, you're not going to come in the day following the Supreme Court ruling and everything be in order and ready to go. And that's what we have. That's what we have here. Basically, it's totally changed a lot of the words and meanings in the marriage code itself. The KRS 402 section needs a lot of work, as well as the wills, trust, estates, all the laws regarding those things need to be addressed, because a lot of the language in there is gender language, you know, male and female. So that all that could have been, we could have resolved the Kim Davis situation fairly quickly within maybe a week of a special session, and she would not have had to have gone to jail, and then everything would have been in order, I believe. That's my opinion. So although I may not agree with Greg Stumbo very often, I do in this case.
I've talked to some other state lawmakers, and they said that with what's happened so far and the striking down of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, and then with it all the state regulations, including Kentucky's, that this has sort of opened Pandora's box in many ways. Would you agree?
Yes. Yes, I think it has. There were certain moral baselines that we used to have. There were certain standards that we used to have, and this ruling has basically gone against one of those standards. And now, you know, the argument can be made, you know, if where does it, you know, where does it stop? I mean, you can greatly increase the people that would apply for marriage. For instance, you know, let's say polygamist in Utah, you know, that, what argument do you have now against them from being married or marrying more than one person? You know, it's the only thing that you have there is a moral background or moral standard. And now with this ruling, I feel that that is eroded. That is greatly eroded now. And as well as, and I'm sure we'll see this in the upcoming session, there is a lot of fear in the religious community that this will also open up the churches themselves, what people are allowed to say in church and preach from the pulpit. So it does open up a Pandora's box in a way, in my opinion. I'm sure the LGBT community would say it doesn't, but I guess we'll just have a difference of opinion on that.
We've been talking with 27th District State Senator Steve West, Republican for Bourbon County. I'm Chuck Mraz on the Front Page. We'll see you next time.